If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beautiful, yes.
Please tell me this is another poor joke.
You said you had a plane!
No. I told you I could fly you home. And Katinka can fly you home, little bird. She was named Katinka after my first lover. Katinka also had very beautiful, very round buttocks. Much like this.
This cannot fly us to America.
Why not? As long as winds are not too strong and your military friends do not shoot us out of sky, we can make it to the coast. There, while we refuel, we skin deep in ice cold water and wash up this muck. Then we fly her rest of the way. Happy ending.
Okay, what is the furthest Katinka has ever flown?
For me, she is still a virgin. Not real Katinka, goodness, no. That Katinka, no. But this Katinka, pretty much unspoiled. But I'm sure she will soar when given a chance. She just need little tune-up.
I did warn you, Jim.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Happy Wednesday morning. Hello, all you stranger friends. Max the plans they made hopefully save you. Greetings, stranger friends. And yes, it is Wednesday morning. We are one day away from the 2-week final countdown before Stranger Things 5 gets here. So we don't have a moment to waste. We need to keep on going. So of course today I'm back talking 10 more minutes of Stranger Things 4. But before we get there, I wanted to talk about one quick thing that I noticed. Netflix put out a post today on their to-doom. I was saying to-doom, but I feel like they were calling it to-doom on the red carpet. So maybe it's to doom. I don't to know. But they put out a blog post today, a Stranger Things blog post. Bring a little Hawkins magic to your holiday haul, a gift guide for the ultimate Stranger Things fan. I am not going to read the article, but it says from now through December 31st, you can receive 20% off your site off site wide when using the code to doom 20 at checkout. So you can get 20% off. I wonder if To-Doom 30 would give you 30% off. Probably not. But let's see what they have. They have a Stranger Things 5 One Last Adventure hoodie. I would not wear that. I love hoodies. I wear hoodies. I have a Back to the Future the Musical hoodie that my good friend Eric got for me when we went to the Back to the Future Musical over the summer. If you listen to Geek Mentality, you heard all about that. But I don't think I'd wear this one. It's too bright. The logo just kind of looks like it's like almost ironed on. $49.95. Okay. Thinking cap. A thinking cap, which is very much, it doesn't say Stranger Things, but it is. These are the type of things I like because it tells you, tells people you're a Stranger Things fan without saying Stranger Things on it. Dustin's thinking cap, a trucker cap, $26.95, probably costs about $4 to make. The Stranger Things exclusive Demogorgon on Fire Funko Pop. We always love to see creatures burned to a crisp. We had this, you know, flower face, mouth is wide open, teeth everywhere. That's a cool one. Only $19.99. I'm sorry, I almost gave it to you for 4 cents off. Then we have, see, this sweatshirt I kind of like. It's just a basic white sweatshirt with black text stuck in the upside down since 1983. It goes back to season one, basically. 11, Mike, Dustin, Lucas, Will, and Will's voice. Will's name is upside down. Then there's a little description about like the first paragraph of Stranger Things. I like that a lot. $36.95 though, I don't know. We have a Stranger Things crew neck sweatshirt, a holiday edition, basically the Stranger Things logo in with Christmas lights. We have Christmas trees, snowflakes, but we also have Demogorgons that almost you'd think were reindeer. I don't know if that's supposed to be the Mind Flayer next to trees. But it's kind of nice. It's tan. It's $36.95 also. And is that it? That's it. Then there's a promotional disclaimer. Receive 20% off site-wide on the Netflix shop with code TODOOM at checkout, blah, 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 blah. There's a couple things. The thing that I would, in order, I would get the Funko Pop and then the thinking cap, then the Stuck in the Upside Down sweatshirt, the holiday sweatshirt. Then lastly, the One Last Adventure sweatshirt, which that hoodie, I guess you pay a lot more for a hoodie because that's $49.95, while the regular sweatshirt is just $36.95. Hoods are very expensive. All right, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump right in to the next 10 minutes of Papa.
Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand.
So we pick up with the Winnebago crew in Hawkins, and we have a couple of conversations, just like character building conversations. We have Steve and Nancy here, which is a nice conversation. But again, it's one of those ones where it's like, oh, what are you doing? You're setting us up here. You're setting us up because you're going to take Steve from us. You are going to take Steve the Hare Harrington from us. You can't do that because first, you know, Steve gets eaten or bitten. Then he's swallowing stuff, like all these little things that get you worried. Uh-oh, they're pulling at our heartstrings. They're going to do something here because he's like talking about driving the Winnebago. It's like feels like he's always had a dream of having a really big family, like full brood of Harringtons, 5 or 6 kids. Three boys, 3 girls, and every summer he'd figure out they'd pack into something like this and just, you know, see the country, the Rockies, the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, end up at some beach town, spend a week parked in the sand, learning how to surf. Like all these dreams of being a dad, which when you met Steve the first time, you didn't think he would be that person, but he definitely, the guy that we have come to know and love, he definitely is that person. And Nancy's like, you know, that sounds nice. Yeah, yeah. She goes, yeah, well, except maybe the 6 kids part. That'd be a total nightmare. He's like, yeah, if I only had some practice. And he looks back with all the kids that he's been basically driving around and taking care of for years. She's like, oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. But again, it was another moment where Nancy looks at Steve like, you know, are you the one that got away? And another moment where we look at Steve and like, please let him have this life. Please, he deserves it. Then we jump in the back with Lucas and Max. And Lucas has, it looks like he's just been going through ideas, things, different things that he could think of to try to save Max. And one of those is, hey, you know, like there's got to be, you know, like 2 of the 3 kids that their victims were seeing Miss Kelly, right? So there's got to be a chance that, you know, Vecna cursed another one of her students. So he's basically saying, let's just pass the curse on to someone else. And we can identify them and take care of them. And she's like, Lucas, stop. Okay. We don't have time for that. And we've been putting a kid in total danger. You know, like that's completely, we can't do that. A stranger who has no idea what they're up against, but I do. Okay. He uses my memories against me, but only my darkest memories. Same with Chrissy and Fred, right? You know, she's figuring it out. It's like, if it's like, he only sees the darkest side of us. So I need to run in the opposite direction, run towards the light. You know, it's my mind, not his. I should be able to control where I am. Just find a happy memory and hide there, hide in the light. And he's like, you have a happy memory? She goes, yeah. It was the time when I was the happiest. And then he shoots his shot. He goes, was I there? And you could see the smile on her face because that's very presumptuous of you. But yeah, you might have been there. And right away, and now we know what it is at this point because we've watched it. But when even you're thinking about it, I think most of us had our minds go to a certain dance, right? I mean, that's the first thing I thought of. And it's, I mean, maybe because now it's been a couple of years and we've all seen this and know where it goes, or knows where it goes. You know what I mean? I don't know if I did proper English there, but I think even watching this the first time, we thought, oh, it's got to be that beautiful dance, that wonderful, beautiful dance where they smooched on the dance floor for the first time. Little did they know the Mind Flayer was just on the other side of reality. But Lucas is like, okay, all right, but listen, the second you start to lift, I'm calling in Kate Bush. She's like, okay, deal. And, you know, he is not into this. He does not approve of this, but he is supporting her and he is trusting her. And he kind of have to. There's really not much of an alternative right now. The fact that Max has to be dangled out there as bait is awful.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we go back to Russia, back to the van, the Sweet Pickles van, that Yuri, Murray, Dimitri, Joyce, and Hopper. I was going to try to do New Edition. Ronnie, Bobby, Mickey, and Mike. I couldn't quite do it with Yuri, Murray, Joycey, and Hop, and Dimitri. So anyway, they pull up to this garage, and you know, Dimitri's like, if I get a whiff of any funny business, I will not hesitate to kill you. In fact, I'm looking for a reason. And you could see Yuri just kind of like, are you a parrot cop? Because you keep repeating yourself. He goes, you were trapped in this cell with this dull man and you didn't take the opportunity to smother him. I thought it was, you know, he's always like, you don't like him, but you do like him because he's very funny. So he opens up the garage and he's like, ta-da, beautiful, yes. And they're like, what? Please tell me this is another joke. You said you had a plane. He's like, no. I told you I could fly you home. And that is true. So we see this dilapidated helicopter. There's not even like blades at the top of it. And this helicopter's name is Katinka. He goes, Katinka can fly you home, little bird. She was named Katinka after my first lover. Katinka also had a very beautiful, very round buttocks. This is the clip I played at the beginning because I just loved it so much. They're like, this cannot fly us to America. It's like, why not? As long as the winds aren't too strong and your military friends don't shoot us out of the sky, we can make it to the coast. There, while we refuel, we can skin dip in ice cold water and wash off this muck. Then we fly her the rest of the way. Happy ending. And they're like, okay, what's the furthest Katinka's ever flown? Well, to me, she is still a virgin. Not the real Katinka. No. But this one. So he's never actually flown it before, but he is sure that she will soar when given a chance. She just needs a little tune-up. And Murray just looks at Jim. He's like, I did warn you. It's like, should I shoot him now or later? That's what Dimitri said. And then Joyce is like, what about Owens? Like, he's got to have some context. Can we call him? And Hopper's like, can we do that? Can we make a call to the States? So Dimitri's like, yeah, okay. He gets on the phone. He says, I'd like to make a call to the United States. I have a very sick relative. Then he gives the number. Joyce either must have memorized the number. And I called it. Nothing happened. The number is 775-305-3450. So, of course, a full number with an area code. I couldn't help it. I called it. It didn't connect. But 775 is a Nevada area code. Unfortunately, nothing happened. So he hung up. They're like, what are you doing? He goes, what do you think happens? They make the phone call. Then they call us back. It could take 5 minutes, could take 5 hours, 5 days. We have no idea. And then when they call, You got to remember, you got to assume the KGB is always on the other line listening to everything we say. So I suggest you talk in code, because saying the wrong thing and they will be on us like flies on shit. Welcome to the Soviet Union. So we go back to Hawkins and we've arrived at the war zone. This place is packed. They go inside and the crew's there and Eric is like, so much for avoiding angry Hicks. They said, okay, let's be fast. And they split up to go off and shop and try to get everything they can get. While they're there, Robin notices the girl from band that she has a crush on, Vicky. But and she kind of looks at her for a second. And then the only issue is that Vicky seems to be there with a boy. Like a boy comes up, gives her a little kiss. They have a little laugh. And then she glances over and sees Robin. And you can see the smile on her face kind of leave. And Robin just walks away like embarrassed, like runs off. And this girl kind of has this look like, oh, you know, geez, I wish she didn't see that. Almost like, is this girl's reality or is this girl trying to fit in kind of thing? And the guy's like, what was that? He goes, oh, she's just someone from band. But there was just a moment, a quiet moment that had nothing to do with the greater story, but it was a nice character building moment that this show is so good at fitting in between all the crazy sci-fi, you know, magical stuff that we all love as well. So we go to a gun counter. I don't know what else you would call it. And Nancy's there. She's asking about a gun. It's like, how much is this? $128.99, but I'll throw in 20 rounds of buckshot for you. And then she hears a voice. Hey, can I see this real pretty 357, please? Even calling a gun real pretty, this kid's already on edge. And she looks over and it's friggin' Jason. And he goes, oh, Nancy Wheeler, wouldn't expect to find you here. She's like, yeah, well, it's scary times. And he is starting to look disheveled. He's starting to look a little maniacal. So we don't know what the two of them are saying to each other, because at this moment, Erica is, you know, shopping, moseying around, and she stops in her tracks because she sees Jason and Nancy talking to each other. And that's it. We've reached capacity. We've reached the 10-minute mark. I need to get to work, so I'm not going to talk much longer to you guys, but I do want to give a quick recap of what we saw. We had some nice moments with Steve and Nancy and with Lucas and Max. Even though Lucas tried to come up with another plan, Max is like, no, it's got to be me. It's got to be me. And then, of course, Steve and Nancy, Steve kind of, you know, baring his soul, saying he's always thought about having a nice big family. And of course, these stranger friends, these kids are heroes. You know, they kind of are almost his pseudo family right now. We then jump to Russia, where we find out that Yuri, his big plan of flying them home now is with a helicopter that needs a lot of work done. Meanwhile, they call over to the United States to try to get to Owens to try to connect with him, and maybe they can send for help that way. And then back in Hawkins, where our crew has made it to War Zone, they've split up to get some shopping done. Ooh, that is a morning voice right there. And Nancy runs into creepy Jason while they're both looking at guns. Nancy's looking at guns to fight monsters. Jason is looking at guns because he is a monster. Boom, nailed it. All right, folks, I do plan on getting back to you tonight and having another new episode of Stranger Danger later tonight. But in the meantime, thank you guys so much for following along with this adventure. We're getting closer. It's getting exciting. But before tonight, you know, you can follow me on social everywhere at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. That's because the website where you can find all my podcasts is called fansnotexperts.com. But if you just care about Stranger Danger, we got you there too, because you can go to strangerdangerpodcast.com and you can follow Stranger Danger Podcast on TikTok and Stranger Depod on Twitter. I'm going to start using Twitter, I think, to promote these new episodes once the new season's here. So if you're still on Twitter, you can find links to it there as well. So that, as much as I don't use Twitter anymore. So that is it. I am done. I will see you tonight, my friends. But until then, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, stay stranger, my friends. And we are the people. You, me, that guy over there, and even that one. That lady on the bus, her too. We are the ones that help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans, not experts.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.